Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The game.
Yeah, well, it's easy to say you liked those games yesterday.
Of course it is.
What do you mean?
If you were a Laker fan or a Philly fan, do you have reason to gripe about the officiating?
But we're not.
Philly.
No, everybody has a reason to gripe after a game every single game.
Now, I just want to know if, as Warrior fans, you would have been crying had you lost like the Lakers lost or like the Sixers.
I would hope, and we're all homers, we're all biased in life, but I would hope that if the Warriors blew a 20-point lead and then one of their best players went to Twitter to say that was a foul when you blew a 20-point lead, I would hope that we would have the stones and the hair on our chest to rip the player, not the refs.
We wouldn't.
You might be right.
I don't have much hair.
Dibs.
You might be right.
Well, it's different here because it would be Draymond. I don't think the chef would do that. He doesn't usually do that. He would talk about the blown 20-point lead.
Draymond would podcast about it. He wouldn't tweet about it.
Right. Yeah. Good call. And, Clay probably wouldn't have even noticed that they were up 20 and that there was a call that didn't go their way. You know,
yep.
Just worried about which way the tide is going for his trip home to the Tiburon.
Although, you guys need to focus on the present.
Yeah, we are giving D'Angelo Russell a lot of credit to start putting Steph, Clay, and Dre. It would feel like Wiggins, which would really be a story.
Right.
He tweeted about the refs. That
totally.
Would be incredible. I would love that, actually. But you get what I'm saying.
Did you think Maxey got fouled?
Probably. But, yeah. You know, considering what we are now calling in the association, no. Yeah. No blood. No autopsy, no foul. That's where we are now in the league. So, no, it wasn't a foul.
Yeah, freaking mauled. Like, Josh Hart just bowled over him. And I think they might even got a timeout.
That ball was loose. Yeah.
I don't know. Don't you guys look at the fouls by the rim in the NBA, especially now? Feels kind of like screaming for holding after a play in the NFL. It's every play.
Goal is to be consistent.
Yeah.
They have been consistent.
They've been consistent
since they started the chain.
And there's contact on every drive.
Yeah.
These are humongous human beings. There's contact on every drive. And so, yeah, sure, it was a foul. I mean, you lost.
You got to play through contact.
Yeah, there was a bunch of that was a fouls throughout every game, all game long. I just, you know, you blew leads. You blew big leads, and then you're circling one play at the end of the game.
And LeBron had a wide-open three.
Yeah.
He had a wide-open three.
And so did Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
And they missed him. So, as
That's and Denver scored on seven consecutive possessions.
Yes, and then Jamal Murray cussed on TNT. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, LeBron cussed in the post at the podium.
There were two mic drops from Laker players.
Yeah,
that was the most.
Anthony Davis.
That for me, for my just viewing pleasure, that was the most fun non-Warrior game that I've seen all year long. That's how I'll label it. And yes, it's because the Lakers lost. Mm. Yes,
no doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely.
That's the cherry on top. Yeah. It was a great game.
Sure.
And Denver, the champs, made huge winning plays down the stretch. And then you add that last little dollop of Lakers lose. Count me in. I'm with you.
And Anthony Davis tripping and falling into the celebration and getting engulfed by it. The whole thing was just fantastic.
Yeah.
I was just thoroughly amused by the whole thing. That was the best post-Giants viewing party I could have found. I'm like, Giants won, flipped over to the Lakers, and watched them collapse. It was absolutely beautiful.
I will say this. So last night they asked him what happened, and he said Jamal Murray made a shot, and then he dropped the microphone.
LeBron?
No, this is Anthony Davis.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Davis yesterday was asked, what happened on that last play, and he gave the old Jamal Murray made a shot, and they won, and he just dropped the mic and left. And I thought, there's only one guy who successfully pulled off that kind of answer, and it's the original. And it was when Taurean Prince was at Baylor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And they got out-rebounded by Princeton.
You're talking to the only guy who would say yes.
No,
do you remember what I'm talking about?
You'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
A reporter says to Taurean Prince when he's at Baylor, they'd beaten Princeton, but they got out-rebounded. And he said, how'd you get out-rebounded by Princeton?
Yeah.
And Taurean Prince goes, well, the ball came off the rim, and when it comes off the rim, they got more of those than we've got. And so that means they got more rebound. But it was so deadpan.
But even said like, he's like, you know,
incredible.
When the shot misses, you grab the ball with two hands. That's called a rebound. They got more of those than we did.
I'm here for
it. It was so good.
Sarcastic press conferences. I'm here for them.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a really good game. Like, I was watching it at down in the Mission. And maybe it was because it was the Lakers blowing it too. But everyone was just so locked into that game because it felt inevitable to me. I mean, it was much about the Lakers blowing it as it was just the Nuggets are that team. Like, when they turn it on, there's a level that no one else can get to. And that five on the floor, even the broken plays, it kind of felt Warriors-ish. Like, that three that Michael Porter Jr. hit, I felt like that's a Warriors of old play. Just broken play, somebody keeps it in, kicks it out. Dude takes a shot he has no business taking, makes it, tie game. From there, it's just rolling. And, like, I don't know. It's the reason why I think they're going to go back-to-back. But also, I just don't see another team anywhere that can get to that level, that can lock in that high. And that game was awesome.
I don't disagree with anything that you're saying, but I wonder, if it is Boston and Denver, I always try to look at, you can't be as motivated as the person who doesn't have it. Right? The rich guy does not need that next meal the way someone who is eating ramen every day wants that next meal. And so, like, the Denver Nuggets, do they have the best flow of anyone in the NBA? I agree with you. They're, as Charles Barkley said, well-oiled machine, acknowledged. But I wonder if those finals happen, if Boston is not just more motivated. Because that's the way it is to be a human being.
That's fair.
I would bet on Denver in that series.
Maybe.
I'd have to. Because I do think, and I've seen them a few times this year, they do have this switch where they just lock in. They did it in what quarter was it in the first game? They did it in the third quarter. They were down like 9, and the next thing you know, at the end of the third quarter, they were up 10. Like, they, to me, they can be good defensively. They can be good offensively.
Curious why they keep falling behind by so much, though, in their building.
It's a good question.
Like, what does this look like when it switches to L.A.?
It's a good question.
I don't think they're going to sweep.
Altitude?
Like, I look at it as though...
Ban altitude?
Who said that?
That was Nick Wright. That was pretty funny. You got to ban altitude because by the second half, all the teams are gassed, so the Lakers just had nothing left. That's why they fell apart, allegedly.
Well, less of an excuse in the second game that you play at altitude than in the first game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And, you know, you had open shots from Olympians and the greatest player of all time. So if LeBron's not able to acclimate at this point in his career, then he's just using it as an excuse.
I mean, that shot is just ridiculous.
Well, they got that. That's a good call. Okay. I would stop watching TV in here. You guys were talking about Brandon Ayuk. We spent some time talking about him today too. And my question to you guys is, how much is there to see here, as Guru would say?
Something. I listen to you guys talk about it a lot today.
Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you kept saying, and I will acknowledge you're definitely right about this. Your feeling is that something's different about this than the Debo situation.
Right.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I still think that the betting favorite is that Brandon stays, but I personally, someone who wants him to stay, I'm going to be holding my breath through those first 20 picks on Thursday night. I do think that there is smoke there. I think that the favorite is that he stays, but it may not go that way. And if you ask yourself what's different, I don't think it's that they like Debo better than Brandon. I think that it's when Debo was in the process of doing this, the 49ers did not have a thought process of that we are a year away from having to break off someone over $40 million. Now they are. And that's all this is. I don't even think that they can't fit Brandon and Debo. I think they feel right now like they might not be able to fit Brandon and Debo and Brock.
Right, but I was listening to your show yesterday, and you don't have to pay them both.
You don't.
So to me, the path of least resistance would be just pick a number for Ayuk. And I get it. If he wants 30 and they're only willing to give 20, we got a problem. But assuming you can pick a number and then you give yourselves one more shot at a Super Bowl, then you see what happens. And then you make the decision on Purdy, probably that you're going to have to pay him. And then you make the hard decisions. Like,
well, the only problem there is
fly in that ointment.
The fly in that ointment is you would go another year and then you'd move off of Debo Samuel, but moving off of Debo would not net you the same return as moving off of Brandon Ayuk would in the next couple of days. You would get a very good pick, probably a first round pick. You may have to do a pick swap, but you send 31 this year to the Chargers as well as Brandon Ayuk and you move up to number 5. Now you can get the 5th best player in a draft, which you won't be able to do when you, quote, move off of Debo. Debo will be a cut, and you'll just cut him. You'll eat the $8 million on the dead cap number, and you'll get nothing back for him. Mm. And so for me, if you are thinking about moving off of one of them, it would be better to do it now and be able to recoup something for Ayuk and, you know, get a rookie wide receiver in here, whether it's the first round pick, Marvin Harrison Jr. at 5, or maybe it's somebody later in the draft. If that's your mindset,
right,
for me, you get more out of it by making the hard choice now.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I hate it.
No, you've hated it from the outset.
I hate the entire idea.
I don't like any of it.
If I'm running a team, here's something I'd almost never do unless forced. Trade a player for a first round pick. Because if a player is worth a first round pick, that means he should be on your team. Like, think about it. You think you know what you're getting back. You don't. I don't want to hear about can't miss. But Marvin, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, he's can't miss.
I don't want to hear it.
I like the player.
I don't want to hear it. The 49ers gave up three drafts for their can't miss, and he missed so bad, he hasn't even started five games in his career. Like, I do not want to hear about your first-round pick. If you've got someone who he's a bird in the hand, you know that he's a first-round pick. He was a first-round pick, and he performs like a first-round pick. I'll take that. I will take what I know rather than what I don't know, and I will pay for it.
I agree. I think also, but if you're factoring in the money, because I think it is just, do you want to pay him or not, or whatever the figure is that he wants to be paid. But you said something about factoring in the future salaries and the payroll. I know it's not as large as probably what Purdy's going to get, but I mean, they had to figure that Bosa was going to get a massive pay raise, and that was something that they're still willing to do, along with sign Hargrave. I mean, they knew that those things were coming in. So I just feel like the reason I believe Brent Ayuk's on the team is because they just don't have to make that choice yet, financially speaking. And when they do, then maybe it is Debo or Ayuk. But I just don't. I think what they have right now is just too good to let go.
I agree, and I also think here's the other reason. If you really ask me why I think it's a betting favorite that he stays, the word I hear is that the 49ers are asking too much. They have had some conversations, but they're asking too much. And that's because they know what he's worth.
Yeah.
They really, really, really like him. And so they're not going to give him up unless they can get basically a top 20 pick. And not many people are going to do that for a receiver, especially when there are so many, like at least you think, teams think there are really good receivers in this draft. And so why would they use one of those picks on another receiver who they're going to immediately have to pay a truckload of money to? That's why I think it's a favorite that he stays. I just don't think there's a deal that fits. But I'd love for the 49ers to just talk to themselves about that. It's like, if you're grading him that way, that means you love him. You love what you see. You know what he offers beyond the stats. So
what?
That's who you keep.
So my question is, all right, so CeeDee Lamb's with the Cowboys, and he's going to just play under the fifth-year option. According to Evan, that's because he wants to. So Justin Jefferson's going to set the market this year at some point.
Yep.
And CeeDee Lamb is not going to sign this year because he wants to set the market next year. Well, why don't you just tell that to Ayuk? You know what? Let Justin Jefferson set the market this year. You come back just like CeeDee Lamb.
Because he'll say no.
But what does no look like? Why is CeeDee Lamb playing the fifth year under his...
Well, he's not, and it's... I mean, so far, it looks like he will, but he's waiting. CeeDee Lamb's waiting for Jefferson, and then he's going to jump over Jefferson, and Jefferson's waiting for CeeDee Lamb. I don't think either of those two are going to play on the fifth-year option, and we asked TJ Houshmandzadeh yesterday, Brandon Ayuk's personal coach. He's known him forever, and I actually asked him at the end of the interview, and I said, what do you think about Brandon, you know, just coming back and playing on the fifth-year option? And he said, not going to happen.
Nope, not doing it.
He said, nope, not going to do it. So
the 49ers won't do it?
No, Brandon Ayuk will not play unless he has a new contract.
And he will. If this got really bad, you guys all know the rules. It's either week 7 or week 8 or whatever that they have to show up, or else you forfeit essentially the entire year. And so there's millions and millions of dollars at stake. But it can completely derail a season. It's a player who misses half the year. Then they come in. Then they have to get in shape. They're disgruntled. Everybody's mad at each other. The whole thing goes sideways. So that's the 49ers have. You're right, Steiny. They've got plenty of leverage. But it's like, yeah, we kind of were talking about this almost like the way we would treat kids. It's like, yeah, I do the grocery shopping. I can totally stop you from, like, I can, you don't get to eat. if I say you don't get to eat, but do you want your family to work that way? Do you want everyone hating each other? Do you want everyone hungry? No. The Niners have that leverage. You don't want to use it. It won't go well. You've got a season to go conduct, and he needs to be a big part of it. And I don't trust any other receiver who's an option right now to go play that role this year.
Well, and that's why I just don't understand how you are to get better without him. He could also be better this year than he was last year.
For sure he could.
I mean, he's improved every single season thus far. So if you're the Niners and you were on the cusp of a Super Bowl last year, I just don't know how you don't have him on the team next year. And everyone, because it's also, I think a little bit of it is a message to your team. It's like, well, what are we really doing then? Like, if Ayuk's not going to be on the squad, he was one of our most important guys. Just for the locker room of wondering, like, how do you guys actually, you know, believe in us? Like, we lost in overtime of the Super Bowl. We were that close to hoisting a Lombardi trophy. You're not going to bring this guy back, or you're going to trade him? Well, what about me next year? What about this guy? Like,
well, that's the hard reality of football. And next year it might be Trent Williams, and it might be George Kittle after that. And, you know, Christian McCaffrey, I don't know what kind of a deal he's going to get when his contract is up. I don't think these guys have any false illusion about the business side of it. I do think it would send a signal to the locker room, though, if you got rid of one of your core five offensive pieces. That would tell them, look, we're trying to do something different, and maybe the other guys would have a better chance of signing, and the reality of Brock in the future is there. Would you be better this year with a rookie instead of Ayuk? Of course not. But sometimes you got to take a step back to take a couple steps forward, and if Javon Kinlaw would have worked out, we wouldn't have been so critical of the DeForest Buckner maneuver.
Yeah, but it didn't.
And
that's,
exactly.
And that's kind of the point. And all the guys that you just brought up about getting the next deal, they've all had their 30th birthday by the time they're up again.
Exactly.
So I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about your 26-year-old budding star who you drafted, who is a first-rounder who's playing like one. Like, I would much rather keep Brandon, and if this means George Kittle gets cut in 2 years, if this means Debo gets cut in another year, I think all of those things are way more replaceable than this year and Brandon Ayuk. Like, it just, this is a huge year. And
it's a big moment for
them. I am not stripping Brock Purdy of his top receiver before you go into this year. I think that is, God, that's a last resort.
Would it be fair to ask Brandon, and you can do it, John Lynch can be very polite when he does it, just say, hey, can you make a catch or two in the postseason for us?
Well, here's an idea. How about my quarterback throws it to me when I'm open and alone in the end zone? And all the people, somebody called in and you highlighted three catches, and it made me cringe a little bit behind the wheel.
Six targets.
Watch the film.
Okay? No.
Watch the damn film.
I'm results
oriented. Watch the damn tape and see how many times he was open and alone. And I heard Spadoni chime in with his, oh, sticky coverage.
Very
sticky. He had a hard time against sticky coverage.
Spagnuolo.
No, he didn't.
Here's an idea.
That was very sticky.
Give your quarterback half a second to find him, and then maybe he would deliver the ball to him. Yeah, maybe.
Better quarterback, yeah. That like, Brandon Ayuk, there was the
Raider fan, sticky coverage.
It's taking Penix a third
mic. The biggest play of the entire year, Brandon Ayuk was literally the only human being in the end zone.
Wide open.
It's team game, Mark.
Yes, sure is.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and blame him for only three catches.
No, I didn't do that.
You sure did.
So let's draft some offensive linemen then.
Well, that's always a good...
You ran through the litany of his games where he didn't get 80 receiving yards.
78.
Exactly.
I'd agree with you. If he were dropping balls, we'd agree with you. But they don't throw the ball very much. They didn't throw the ball to him. Half the numbers you're talking about are with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback.
No receiver ever
put up numbers with Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, come on.
Maybe that's why he wants out.
He doesn't want out.
He's sick of being the third option.
Yeah,
his role is not an issue. This is about money, and it's about nothing else.
Give him the ball.
It's about money.
Give him the ball.
Not enough room for McCaffrey, Debo, and IU.
There would be this year. Ayuk's number would go down.
These are team players.
They
block downfield.
The path of least resistance is to sign Ayuk and to deal with it at the end of the year. Let's see if they do that. I know.
Yeah.
You know, there's also less of a deadline than we're creating. It's
the deadline is Thursday. So if you don't move him by Thursday, then you're resigned to sign him. And how much do you want to make this drag into July and August and have it affect his year and by proxy your year?
Right. And that's what I'm saying is that's why I think something is more serious than we're thinking.
Agreed. Because Tim Kawakami had a great piece today in The Athletic, and you know, he was basing it on his sources and also what John Lynch said yesterday, and there is a possibility that the two sides are further apart than what fans want to portray. Mm-hmm. TJ Houshmandzadeh, second mention, he threw out the number 27, which was his number. Didn't come from the IU camp.
Right.
But if he, you know, if Brandon's like, well, yeah. Well he said that they had talked about it.
Of his camp.
The ballpark. Yeah. The camp's ballpark. And so if Brandon wants 27 as a ballpark and the team is, you know, maybe in that 23-24 range, that's more significant than just, you know, the small pittance of $3 million a year.
Well, the funny thing is, and TJ really opened my eyes to this. I didn't realize this. I know about NFL contracts and how on the back end of them they are funny money, but he had us dive into some of those top wide receiver deals. Look at Tyreek Hill's deal. Look at Devontae Adams' deal. He goes, Tyreek Hill's not making $30 million a year. That's the AAV if you play the whole thing out. But the last year is $43.5 million, and if the Dolphins want to walk away from it, they can. So the AAV is not as high as you actually think when it comes to what they're definitely going to get. And so whether if you want a 27 AAV, but it actually works out to be something like 22 and what's guaranteed for the first 3 years or what have you, do that. And I think that that's reasonable. I think it's reasonable for Brandon. I think it's reasonable for the 49ers. That's not a spot that I would play with if I were them.
All right, gentlemen, we have a great show today, and we will catch up with you tomorrow on 95.7 again.
Keaton winning about.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.